This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And my clock upside down, 7 after the hour, Tuesday the 21st of April on the DJV program, A Moment in Time. Radio is one of the most unique methods of conversation, communication. I'm so happy that I've been able to basically build my life around being on the radio since I was a teenager. It's something that I've done practically every day of my life, actually, with the few exceptions. I used to, back in the early days, first 20 years or so of being on the air, I was on 7 days a week. I was on two or three radio stations at a time. There was one time in Boston, I was on the FM light music station. I was on WBZ-FM doing a public service show, and I was in Providence doing booth announcing at WJAR. And it's been kind of a wild ride and a great ride as we continue to understand how we communicate differently, but yet we have the same needs. I'm thinking about what I know about what people want to hear from us as things change, and I wonder out loud often, but not on the air as often as I do in my own private life, how much of this is really necessary. How much of our lives have been scooped up by this. There are some people, there are now more people that are coming forward who are saying this is one of the biggest scams in the history of the planet. And whether you believe that or you don't, whether you think this is serious or not, there has been a complete change. And maybe I think we needed things to change, some things more dramatically and drastically than others. I'm not sure this was the best tool for doing it, but I think a lot of us have, I think we've been had to a point. And I can
had in terms of what?
Time.
I'm not
had in terms of what the real issue is, what's the behind the scenes stuff, what really was going on, whether it's starting with China, whether it's the news media, whether it's the whole business of whether this is as serious as it seems to be, or as we are being told it is. Yes, a number of people are dying. Yes, a number of people are sick. But is it in the balance of things? Is it worth what we have, the price that we have paid? And that's the question. That's the balance that people are going to discuss going forward, because we're not going to change what the reality is at the moment. But are we going to get back to normal or whatever we think normal is? I think there's a lot of stuff we ought never go back to, frankly. One of the things we were talking about earlier was the problems with plastic and the whole the complete waste of product. What we're doing.
Well, I'd say we're using more of that now. Look at what people are doing.
Yeah,
they're using plastic gloves. They're using paper masks. They're horrible. Not allowed to recycle bags at the grocery store. So for a lot of people who I think that was part of their life, that has changed, certainly. Even though there are less cars on the road polluting things, I think that's one thing people will look at.
You notice that more in L.A., where you are, Jennifer, probably than any other single place. Although New York, the air over New York is quite, the bigger cities where there's a lot of pollution in the air have seen a drastic change for the better. It's been fabulous, frankly. The other thing that I'm becoming more aware of is how many people have really had this, what the numbers mean, or do they mean anything, or who is in charge of the numbers, and what are they looking at? Because there are a lot of folks who think, or there are people now studying all this who think the numbers have been way underreported as to who's had it. And if that's the case, and not that many people have gotten sick or died really seriously, then what's this all about?
They asked Dr. Birx about this at the White House yesterday, because California has now started to believe that many people had coronavirus before they even knew they had it.
Nationally, that's the thought process.
Last year's flu season. And so according to reports, like 5% of the population has an antibody in California that indicates they probably already had it, which means that the mortality rate is going to be a lot lower than we actually know, because the mortality rate seems high now because the cases we know about are the ones who are really serious and who are in the hospital. There are many people who have had this, never had a symptom, or maybe just thought it was a cold or a seasonal allergy or flu and didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, I could be one of those people as far as, you know, there are any number of people listening to this. So we can't pay our rent, we can't pay our mortgage, we can't pay the taxes, and so here we are. And then you look at how long we could stay closed down here. I noticed Stephen Moore, who's an advisor to Trump, thinks the economy needs to be reopened immediately, even though there's an ongoing health threat from this. But what, again, the price that we pay, are we willing to pay the price of perhaps putting the world into depression, like 1929, in order to fight this? Or do certain people who are vulnerable have to pay the price for keeping the economy and people and their means healthy? I think that's a real conundrum.
Like,
well,
I can do both.
Well, that'd be interesting.
If we're smart about it, but I think there are a lot of people who feel like... but there are also a lot of people right now, and there have been polls that are showing this, that... You know, there are a lot of people who would say, you know, I don't really feel safe going back to work. I'd rather stay at home and ration my food than go to work and risk dying from this. So I think that people have a lot of very strong
feelings
about it.
Who's dying? That's it. Look at the people who are dying.
I have two people that died from it.
Yeah, but
in my personal life, and I have at least 10 friends who I know.
Condition. How do we know they wouldn't have died of something else? And I don't mean to be crass about it. Well, I don't know that it's as crass as you think it is, because we all are going to go somehow, sometime we're leaving. And so whether this hurries it up somewhat, if they got the regular flu and they were vulnerable, they would have hit the road. It just is what it is.
Well,
and yeah, maybe a little...
Not in the two cases of the people who died with my...
Okay, so they're accepted. But is... let me ask you this, and we'll keep the crassness going for a minute. When you think back about all of our lives and what the lives are worth, is it in your mind and the people in your family's mind that they would have, if they'd have lived and we continue to have this sort of destruction, would it have been worth it? And keeping people alive at any how many days or weeks or months more, is it worth it when you consider the even in your own life, the sacrifices you've had to make? And it's a tough question to answer, I think, for some.
Well, I think that considering the mourning that my husband's going through with his grandmother, who was very, very close to him, I'm pretty sure he'd say he'd wish that his family had stayed home and actually paid attention to the warnings that were coming. But his family chose not to, and his grandmother was the sacrifice. So, you know, I think that... And in the other case of a friend who died, he was in his early 50s, so and was had no underlying pre-existing conditions and got the virus and died from it. So we have other friends who are much younger who have all had it, and some have been tested for it and tested positive. Others we suspect have had it because they tested negative for both of the flu tests. So if you test negative for that and you still have flu symptoms, most doctors come to the conclusion that you had COVID.
Yeah. So, under the circumstances, I hear what you're saying, and I understand your feelings, and so, but you and your husband both have your jobs, and you both have the source of income that'll keep you going. That is not the case with a lot of people who will be destitute, who will have no means of support, who won't be able, for whatever the reason, to sustain where they live.
Well,
the number of people who are going to be homeless out of this.
Yeah, we also have to take into consideration that for every half a percentage point that that unemployment goes up, 10,000 people commit suicide.
Right.
So if unemployment's gone up 10 points, think about how many deaths that's correlated to. So that's why, look, I understand the seriousness. I never want to try to downplay this because there's a lot of fear in my own
fear. No, I don't want to downplay it at all.
Yeah,
I just want to look at reality.
To be honest, my own fear has ebbed and flowed, and I've heard the conservative talk hosts that say this is a cold. Okay, I actually believe this is going to look like
crap.
It'll actually not even be as bad as last year's flu season, but it's very contagious. So what do? We can figure out ways to get the economy rolling. We're smart. We're America. We're the greatest country on the planet. We can figure the way to do both of these things and still manage to keep people safe, and that's going to mean flexibility on the part of the government. It's going to mean flexibility on the parts of the banks, and it's going to mean flexibility on the part of small business and businesses out there to make adjustments. But I think that we are capable of doing all of these things at the same time.
A lot of people can't pay their rent, can't pay their mortgage, that sort of stuff. I think when you look at also some of the social sides of this, ladies, the number of people, as we get into warmer weather, you're going to see people, these lockdowns, they're going to
be very difficult.
They're going to bust open like a bad.
I'm interested to see what happens in L.A. this weekend. It's supposed to be 90 degrees in L.A.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, they're not going to stay home, especially when there are questions being raised like this. By not necessarily people who are irresponsible. I'm talking about a lot of people who are very responsible when it comes to this. What is the price that we're paying for this? I'm not, listen, you know, if I had the same experience you did, Victoria, I would feel exactly the same as you do because it's personal. And it becomes personal. But then you
Well, the problem is that this is about to become personal for a lot more people. Because right now, everyone at least knows someone or knows of someone who's 1 degree separated from them who has either gotten the virus or died from it. And that's going to continue because New York, everyone, I think the bad thing about looking so much at New York is New York is a month ahead of everybody else. And so when the curve is flattening, it's a plateau now in New
Massachusetts
York.
Massachusetts is the hot spot in the country right now.
And New Jersey hasn't even hit the apex yet. So, like, other states who are saying, oh, let's reopen now, the danger is, have you even hit your apex yet? And we don't know the answer to that.
But even if people get it and die from it, what's the danger to the rest of the people who don't have it, whose lives have been affected perhaps permanently for the rest of their lives? They may not be able, their jobs may be gone. And the reality of them living a good, long, healthy life is co-opted by what their reality is as to what they may be able to buy for food or where they may be able to live. You know, all of that stuff
there's
is part of the
There's a risk in reopening. There's a risk in not opening.
Right.
But we cannot live shut down for months upon months upon months. It's just not reality.
Mm-mm. No, I agree with that. I'm not saying not to reopen. I'm just saying I think that you have to be very measured about it and very smart. And I just don't trust that a lot of states are going to be smart about it.
Well,
from the evidence that I'm seeing already, I'm seeing a lot of people who are being
Victoria,
reckless.
Never mind the governments, the individual people.
Personal responsibility.
The stupidest people that have ever existed on the planet live today.
Mm-hmm.
And the way...
So filter out the herd.
but the problem, though, Jen, is they're not the ones who have it. They're not the ones who have it. That's the problem. You see people being who are just, I'm just going to say, reckless, and every part of that definition, they're not the ones who are getting it. And unfortunately, it's the innocent people like my parents who are vulnerable, or Lewis's grandmother. You know, his family was reckless, and she's gone now because of it. So that's unfortunately what's happening here. And I don't think the people, unless they lose a loved one directly, and then maybe it'll hit home for them, but I don't know. Maybe not even then. Who knows? People are just stupid, and they don't take personal accountability for themselves, and they're not
Amazing.
Protecting the vulnerable. And
the roosters are coming home or whatever to roost because of the bad educational system that we have, the lack of reality in families, these damn devices and everybody being slaves to them, all that stuff's coming home to roost. So food for thought. Time for you to take care of yourself, though, that's for sure. No matter what your thoughts are about this, taking care of yourself, taking care of your loved ones, and when it comes to staying healthy, MyPillow comes to the rescue with their wash and dry My Pillows. Wash them every week. That's what I'm doing. Dry them. They last for 10 years, and if they don't, you can get new ones. They'll replace them because there's a 10-year warranty on everything in the catalog at MyPillow.com. Go online to MyPillow.com. See what they have there. You know that they're famous for all of their pillows, the various pillow designs, sizes, shapes, what you use them for, all that stuff. Right now, until the end of the month, you get everything at 66% off using the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. So let's visit MyPillow.com. Let's look at the radio listener special page. Let's use the promo code DJV when you check out and get the incredible opportunity to buy these pillows. You can get up to 10 of these special prices. Get them now, MyPillow.com. And, the wash and dry thing is part of what goes with it. Stay safe. Stay healthy. MyPillow.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm waiting for this playlist that we're about to go through here on the music portion of this hour of the DJV program. This is a song I played how many million times? It seems like Joni Mitchell and Help Me. Gene Shea, who was a jock in Philadelphia for 50 years on one radio station, which is pretty incredible when you think about it, has passed away because of the virus. He's 85 years old. Gene Shea, hospitalized a few weeks ago, passed away, according to the people running the station, WXPN, in Philadelphia. His weekly folk show ran not only on that station, but other stations in the city from the late 60s until 2015. He was a giant in terms of his impact on artists and music, and was on the air for almost 60 years. I play people who have a glint of something, some kind of a spark, and just let them play good music. Other people can hear them, said Mr. Shea. That was one of the great joys of my life, was playing all this music. It helped me, Both Sides Now, another great Joni Mitchell tune. He brought Bob Dylan to town for a show at the Philadelphia Ethical Society in May 1963, before the release of Dylan's second album. About 45 people turned out for that. Dylan made $150 for the performance. Yeah.
So this is back when DJs got to pick music.
Yes.
You know, right. and they got to break artists, and it doesn't happen anymore. But
it doesn't happen that way anymore.
That was the power of a DJ back then.
Yeah, sure was. And oftentimes the performers like Dylan in this circumstance got close. I'm thinking about, I never did it myself because I wasn't in that league. The music that I played in the stations that I was on weren't the stations. Most of the pop music career I had was on the first FM station that didn't get any traction for a while in Boston. Now it's the number one station in Boston, interestingly enough. 105.7 is WRORR now. It's WKOX FM then. But there were people that I knew and still know who were influenced or influencers, whether they get paid off in the whole, you know, there was a big thing in the 60s and early 70s about payola. It was mostly in the 60s. And that's how a lot of this stuff got exposed, these music performances. Anyway, so that's the story of Gene Shea, a famous disc jockey passing away because of the virus. Speaking of Bob Dylan, handwritten lyric manuscript of the 1964 protest classic, The Times They Are A-Changin', has been sold for $2.2 million. It'll set a record high if that price is being offered for 2.2. If that, I bet you they'll get more than that for it.
That's a stark difference from the $150 he made.
Yeah, right, exactly. Huh? Yeah, right. The previous record for song lyrics reached in 2014, lyrics for Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone, purchased for $2 million. Good God. The lyrics were written on a single sheet of lined paper. Dylan's handwriting revealed a number of discarded lyric fragments and intriguing notes like Carter Family Tune, 42nd Street Photo Booth, Peter Banjo, stuff that you wonder, okay, what's that all in reference to? He referenced in the sheet a 1958 tune by an obscure rockabilly singer signed to Sun Records. Manuscript now is owned by an anonymous private collector, originally owned by Dylan's manager, Jeff Rosson, being sold via Moments in Time in L.A. They're also offering the lyrics for Subterranean Homesick Blues for $1.2 million and Lay Lady Lay for $650,000. I would think that would get more.
I would think so, too. I love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the jocks couldn't say at the time, they called it Lady, because you couldn't say on the air, Lay Lady Lay. You just couldn't say it. So they said, when they play the song, it introduces Bob Dylan. Here's Bob Dylan with Lady. Dylan was supposed to spend the entire month of April touring Japan, but that was canceled. Supposed to kick off a summer tour in Bend, Oregon on June 4th. That seems likely the dates will have to be postponed, too. He's unable to perform anywhere this year if he doesn't get, you know, to that'd be his first extended break on the road since the start of his never-ending tour in 1988. So, Dylan is certainly a very important part of Americana, no matter how you slice it. And he's still kind of a hermit, but listen to this. It's so Dylan. 29 after on the DJV show.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Republican governor who's been very critical of the Trump administration's response to the coronavirus pandemic has secured a 500,000 test kits from South Korea. Governor Larry Hogan of Maryland, with the help of his wife, First Lady Yumi Hogan, a Korean immigrant.
We convene countless calls nearly every night. Sometimes it seemed like all night, working through language barriers and a 13-hour time difference.
At last evening's coronavirus update at the White House, President Trump was clearly unimpressed.
He needed to go to South Korea. I think he needed to get a little knowledge would have been helpful.
Some governors are already working to roll back coronavirus restrictions. The states of Georgia, Florida, Minnesota, Tennessee, Texas, and Wisconsin will be easing those restrictions effective the 1st of May. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
President Trump is temporarily halting immigration into the U.S. amid the COVID-19 outbreak. The president saying on Twitter that his executive order will protect American jobs. The president previously suspended travel from China and Europe. More than 42,000 people have now died in the U.S. from the respiratory illness. It looks like airlines will be keeping employees during the coronavirus pandemic. The Treasury Department says agreements have now been reached between passenger air carriers and the Trump administration, agreements that will go through the payroll support program to keep paying workers during the crisis. That includes Allegiant, American, Delta, Southwest, Spirit, and United Airlines. South Korea's government says there is no indication that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in grave condition after a CNN report suggested that that was the case. A spokesman for the South Korean president says that there's been no unusual movement inside North Korea in recent days. CNN had cited a U.S. official who said there were reports of Kim being in dire health and that he was being constantly monitored, with the possibility that he might not be able to continue to lead that country. You can always find us online. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Of radio and the focus here, Tuesday, April the 21st. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, supporting what the knowledge quotient is of lots of people and the entertainment quotient, the fun quotient, if you will. I always have kind of a smile on my face. We talk about little Fatty, who apparently is he could be on his way out. He doesn't have the virus. What's his problem?
Kim Jong-un. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because the U.S. officials are saying that, well, this, from what I can gather, this started with a North Korean news outlet that's comprised of expatriates. So people who have escaped North Korea, and they're the ones who initially said that Kim Jong Fatty Fatty had heart surgery, and that's why he was not there for on April 12th, I believe it was. It was some sort of commemoration of something with his grandfather, or whatever. He was not there, and so they said the reason he was not there is because on April 12th he was in heart surgery. We don't know exactly what the reason was for the heart surgery, but we know he's obese and we know he's a very heavy smoker. Media outlets started reporting this, and then speculation about his health obviously, you know, went around the world. Now, U.S. officials say that they're monitoring this situation, but now South Korea this morning
They came out and said that they have no information to corroborate any of these reports. So now, I don't know if that's South Korea trying to stay under the radar, or is that actually, you know, have they looked into this and they found that there's nothing credible here. North Korea obviously is so closed off to the rest of the world, and to the fact that we don't even know how old Kim Jong Fatty Fatty is.
Uh-huh.
That's something that it's so sheltered and so closed off and so secretive that people don't even know when he was born. They speculate that he's 36 years old, but he could be older than that or younger, probably older if it's not accurate at 36. But, you know, we know that he's certainly not, you know, a paragon of health when you take a look at him. So depending on, maybe he had a stent put in or something, you know, the typical surgery that most men in their 70s tend to have. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. But
let's hope that that's not the case.
Well,
yours,
yeah.
Truly, anyway. But yeah, a lot of men and women,
I mean,
more than ever before.
Yeah, and recently, you know, Bernie Sanders had that surgery, had the stent put in. Mick Jagger had the same surgery. So I don't know if that's what Fatty had, but I'm guessing it's probably something not great, because if you're that obese and you're that much of a smoker, you know, your heart's got to take a toll at that point.
Yep, going to take it right in the chin, if you will, or right in the heart. So, all right, so that's the story on little Fatty. The airlines are talking about taking it in the chin or taking it wherever. United Airlines posted over $2 billion in losses so far this year, and they've asked for more money. They've gotten $5 billion so far. They want another $4.5 billion in order to make sure that their flights will be continuing when all of this is over. See, this is what I'm talking about with regard to whether or not all of this attention and all of this huzzerai has been worth it. To put the country, business, our lives, the world in jeopardy the way that we have, into chaos the way we have. It just, is there something else? You know, you can think about it in a philosophical way if you want to, or maybe a spiritual way, Victoria, that it was time for something to shake up where we are and what we're doing, and for people to become more conscious. And this maybe was just a vehicle for it. At any rate, you know, when it comes to things like the airlines, United and other airlines are, you know, getting, by the time they're done, $50 billion in bailouts. And so in order to do that, they can't eliminate positions. They can't cut salaries until October. The pilots that are being paid, they have 50% of the schedule. So the ones who have been furloughed are getting 50% of their pay so they can keep their health insurance and other things like that. Most pilots, most people who work for airlines have other jobs, or they aren't in necessarily the same position as regular 40-hour-a-week workers, but it still is their job, and they gotta, you know, I find it, whenever I travel, I always talk to the flight attendants just to kind of, you know, get to know, unless they just are closed down. Sometimes you get with people, they don't want to talk about anything, but sometimes there's an interesting conversation to be had. And, you know, they're like everybody else. We find, it kind of reminds me of what we're finding out today. The new normal is all these people on television and movies, mostly television though, are doing their shows from their home. And what you feel and what you sense about them in their street clothes, or what's in, you know, what do we see on the wall in the back of their living room, that kind of stuff. It's an interesting way of getting into somebody's head and find out who they are, and they have let their guard down too. So I think we're seeing more real people, and I find that much more engaging, frankly. I don't know about the rest of you. I just want to know who these people are. If I'm spending my time watching them and listening to them, I'd like to know who they are. And I think more of that, we're finding there's a truth, and maybe you're finding out more about the people that you have in your life. Maybe you're finding out things you didn't know before, and maybe you really find out who your friends are under the circumstances. So there's a lot of cleansing going on. There's a lot of good coming out of all of this. One of the things, I'm talking about the airlines, one of the reasons the government has to give them money is because they carry the mail. However, the reality with the Postal Department, and Trump has been talking about this for a while, and this has given him a little more seasoning, the number of people who are sending letters, the volume of mail delivered by the Postal Service has drastically declined because businesses have cut back on sending out the bulk mail crap, which is the main source of money. The Postal Service's main source of revenue these days is that crap that you get, the ads and stuff. So they're going to run out of money by September. You know, people who, I don't know why they don't try to compete more with FedEx. If they really had management and they really knew what the hell they were doing, they'd compete with FedEx. They'd compete with UPS. They'd compete with Amazon. Why don't they do that?
I think the problem is that they can't.
No, they can't.
The only thing that the post office has over other those other companies is the actual system of delivering mail every day.
Right.
The other, you know, and like every day to every resident. So the FedEx and UPS would never even want to take that on.
No.
So I think there is still obviously a need for the post office. It doesn't really, I don't personally have a need for it, except you pay me through a check. You're the only person
in the world who does that.
You could Venmo me.
I could. I could do a lot of, I could send me, wire you, whatever. But I just kind of like to put the check, it's like going to the bank. I like to take the checks and go to the bank and deposit them. There's something
right
about
now,
it that I like to feel about.
Right now a lot of people don't want to go to a bank and they don't want to, and they don't want to go to a post office. So there's a lot of there are a lot of things like that that are not happening just because people are afraid to go into the post
office. So is it worth it? Here's the question, Victoria. Is it worth it for the Congress to spend $90 billion to shore up the United States Postal Service? Because that's what they want. They say they need $90 billion by the end of the year. Otherwise, they're going to either have to cut back on services, shut the thing down. Now, it's different in the city than it is in the country. In rural America, there's much more need for the Postal Service or something akin to it for people to be connected. We still forget about rural America when it comes to, you know, we talk all the time about being connected or not connected, the way that the big companies want to just kind of exclude rural America because they can't make any money. So, you know, we've had that discussion pretty much all year long about what to do to protect the 18% of Americans who are living in the country, that they live in the country. They need the connection, and they don't necessarily have it, or it's very important. I wouldn't want to live out in the middle of nowhere in Iowa or North Dakota and not be able to get mail. I wouldn't like that at all.
Well, the other thing that needs to be considered,
and the broadband thing that we keep talking about.
Yeah, that's awful.
The
other thing that needs to be considered is there are so many small businesses in retail, especially, who can't afford to jack up the price to cover the cost of sending a package through FedEx or UPS. FedEx and UPS are way, way, way more expensive than something, you know, priority mail or ground shipping through the Postal Service. So that would actually affect a lot of really small businesses. So, you know, for me personally, I don't have that much use for the post office, except that I do order a lot of things online, and when the option is you can send it through the Postal Service and it takes a few extra days and it's a lot cheaper, or do you want it, you know, 2 days from now and it's an extra $30 from FedEx? So the consumer will lose out, and the small businesses will lose out as well. So there are a lot of things that need to be weighed.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of what gets weighed, our clip of the day at djvshow.com is an answer to the question about whether or not you'd get married over Zoom. Maybe we'll do a postscript. Would you like to have your funeral conducted on Zoom?
Well, I don't think anyone wants to, but
no,
it
but
is
you know
a reality right now.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. We talk about the major shortage of beer and carbonated drinks on the clip of the day. Free beer for a year from, who was it? It was Anheuser-Busch, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's offering free beer for a year, Zoom weddings, that kind of stuff. So social distancing underscored this way. Kind of a new normal for us. Every day a different clip of the day at djvshow.com. And you can follow the show, facebook.com/djvshow, or on Twitter, @djvshow. And you can have the whole program if you'd like. If you want to listen to the whole thing and you can't hear it when we're on the air live, help yourself, because the whole show repeats itself all through the day at djvshow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. As with most organs, there are not enough lungs to meet the need for transplantation. Part of the problem is that about 80% of lungs from deceased donors are deemed unusable.
Sometimes the lungs, after brain death, become flooded with fluid called pulmonary edema.
Dr. David Erasmus is medical director of the lung transplant program at Mayo Clinic's Jacksonville, Florida campus, where there is an effort to restore those lungs.
Lungs can actually be taken from the donor, and they can be attached to a ventilator outside of the body, and a blood substitute or blood can actually be circulated through the lungs, and then these lungs can be evaluated to see whether these lungs would actually be suitable for transplant.
Dr. Erasmus says this isn't new thinking. The process has been in use, but only on a very limited scale. The hope is to perfect it on a scale that could help all those who are waiting for transplant. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It looks like officials in Maryland have suggested people grocery shop on specific days based on their last name. So what is this, alphabetically? Is that it? If you have a last name starting with A, B, or C, you shop on the from the 1st to the 5th of the month? Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They do that.
Days that end in 0 or 5, so that would be every 5 days. And then someone whose last name starts with, like, an S or something would be on
this?
The 4th.
You live in Maryland, do you?
Yeah, I don't live in that county. It's for Calvert County, so I don't know if other counties are going to use it as an example.
I think they're going to try it out and see if it works.
People
are still going to the store every day, and you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's doing that, but maybe it's, like, older generations who are used to going more often. Everyone I know who's my age is going, like, maybe every week and a half. I talked to a friend the other day who said they're going every 3 weeks and doing a really big haul. So, I don't know. It seems a little unnecessary. When I've been to the stores, they haven't been very crowded. But I know they did that in Italy, so... Maybe. I guess Hogan is trying really hard to flatten the curve in Maryland. So maybe that'll happen. I kind of hope it doesn't.
All right. Speaking of things that are happening and changing, New York has canceled any event permit that had been issued from now until the end of June. So the big summer events that you might have gone to or maybe you were planning on going to, Heritage
and
Pride.
Well, Pride Month is June. So, yeah, the Pride Parade is a huge event. And I guess they're going to try to reschedule the Puerto Rican Day Parade, which is right around, I think, the end of June.
It's like the canceling of the marathon in Boston yesterday. It was a 2-hour special on TV last night about the marathon and all the stuff. And you know what I got the biggest kick out of? Remember I told you I was in the bus business?
Mm-hmm.
And there were several video capturings of my buses in the parade. I saw that. The buses that brought they used to hire buses to bring the runners up to Hopkinton from the hotels they stayed in, and I saw a bunch of my buses that were used to haul the. It blew my mind. I laughed and laughed and laughed. 10 before the hour.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA?
or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Time on the DJV program. It's Movie Moments. This is the theme from the television show Soap. Something I'm wondering, when you bring up some of these old television shows, I'm wondering why someone hasn't recreated them in a movie. So what do we think, Chucker? Movie possibility here?
No, I don't think so. But this week in TV history, the last episode of ABC Soap aired. It went from 1977 to 1981. I loved this show back in the day. It was way ahead of its time. It was edgy. It was extremely funny. It followed a soap opera formula, and it was successful in its time. Billy Crystal was in that cast. Catherine Helm, Robert Guillaume, who spun off into a show called Benson. Yep. Ted Wass, Richard Mulligan. Really good show. Groundbreaking stuff, and still holds up very well to this day. If you get a chance to ever catch it.
So let's beg the question here about how television shows are made into movies. What's the prerequisite? What's the reason for a television like Mission Impossible, as an example, becomes very successful movie franchise after it's been a successful? I think 24 might have been that if somebody had written a good script for
absolutely.
You see, Downton Abbey, which was a hugely successful television show, made into a movie. So I don't think I'm being facetious when I ask you about something like soap. So what is it that translates from television into a movie?
Well, there's been a lot of failed. I think comedy, sitcom into feature films is a lot harder. I think more action stuff works well. Action stuff works well because you could just take a show like Mission Impossible, which has a good concept, and then put big money into production value and stunts, which Tom Cruise has done with that franchise, and you radiate people into movie theaters. some of the, like Bewitched is a show that was a sitcom back in the 60s. They tried that on the big screen, not so much. I think action works better than comedy when you translate from TV to theatrical.
So, under the circumstances, then what would you think hasn't been made into a movie ought to be made into a movie? Use right, that guideline. Good. You just created a scenario. So what are we missing out on? What franchise?
Well, we're going to do Mark Wahlberg for the last few years has had in some sort of pre-production doing the $6 million man.
Yep.
They're calling it the $6 billion man. But from what I hear, it's going to be, you know, not serious but more comedic. I think that's a mistake. I got to tell you, I hated when they did Starsky. I know it was popular, but when they translated Starsky and Hutch from a TV show into a feature, hated that because I hate when they take something that is more serious and then turns it into a comedy. I find that, I don't know, it doesn't work for me. If you're going to do something, respect the original property. I think Kojak might translate well into a feature film. There's a lot of stuff you could do. It depends on how much you're willing to spend, how serious you're going to get about the script. But I think your example, Mission Impossible, The Fugitive, was a big successful movie from a TV show. That was another good one, really good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think there are a lot of... I'm seeing some of these police dramas.
Uh-huh.
There's so many police dramas that are on TV. Could you... But look at the look at SWAT. It went the other way with the movie SWAT.
Yeah.
It became a TV show. And how many of those have there?
No,
been?
SWAT was originally a TV. No, SWAT was originally a TV show, and then a feature. Now back to a TV show.
It was. When was it a TV show before the movie?
It was a TV show in the late 70s, early 80s, I believe. An actor named Steve Forrest was the star of SWAT.
Oh yes, he was a cowboy guy. Yeah. Mostly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So everything you define basically is more serious fair going. I got some movie news, some release date delays.
Yeah,
Warner Brothers, The Batman, which has only completed 25% of its production, starring Robert Pattinson, Paul Dano, going from June 25th, 2021 to October 1st, 2022. And the Sopranos sequel, The Many Saints of Newark, supposed to come out next this year in September, going to be re-released, delayed till March.
Movie or HBO? What is that?
No, it's a movie.
Seriously?
It is a movie. Yeah, no, it's a movie. Yeah.
So why are they kicking back 2 years?
I'm going to be surprised if Wonder Woman holds its August release date this year. Hope it does. Wonder Woman to the 1984. I was reading an article though of how they propose getting people back in movie theaters using what they call a square forum, boxing people around the edges of movie theaters to have like 40-50% capacity at the most. And the blockbusters might play on 6 of the 10 screens in a one movie might play on 6 screens of the 10.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.